From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The city of Miami is filing a lawsuit against several manufacturers and distributors of prescription opioid painkillers. The city announced a lawsuit today. It claims defendants falsely marketed opioids and unlawfully supplied them in Miami. The complaint goes on to say that opioid manufacturers persuaded doctors that prescription painkillers could be safely given to patients to treat chronic pain conditions. According to a news release by the city, Miami saw more than 600 opioid-related overdoses in 2016. President Donald Trump visited South Florida today to host a roundtable discussion. The event featured local business owners praising the president for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. WLRN intern Danny Huang was there.
A few hundred people gathered in Bucky Dent Park in Hialeah. The invite-only event was billed USA Open for Business. The discussion featured not only politicians like Florida Senator Marco Rubio, but also local business owners. Hialeah native Jose Maia is the owner of Biscayne Bay Brewing Company.
It's really been just an amazing benefit to the craft beer community. It has helped all of us small craft brewers reinvest in our businesses.
Irina Villarino owns the chain Las Vegas Cuban Cuisine. She expressed confidence in trickle-down economics.
Government helps small businesses by letting us do our jobs and getting out of the way. Your incentives have created huge demand in the labor market. People are earning more, and this gives them confidence to go out and spend more. A win-win for everyone.
Basking in the praise of his supporters, President Trump took full credit for rising wages and job creation.
First time in 18 years where wages are going up. Congratulations. Enjoy your money. Congratulations.
I'm Danny Huang in Hialeah.
Well, despite the fanfare for Trump's arrival in South Florida, his approval ratings continue to be low. A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows Trump at 40% approval rating overall. Well, people from the community crowded outside the venue where Trump hosted that roundtable discussion. Kent Andrews of Hialeah says he wanted to catch a glimpse of the president's arrival.
I don't support him. I just like to watch the political process. A tax cut would be great if it was even across the board.
Divalise Otero was waiting in line for the event. She says the tax cuts have been a boon for her small real estate business.
It's great. I put a part-time employees full-time now, and I expand my office.
Trump's next stop will be Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, where he'll meet with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. Visit WLRN.org for more details. Florida voters in November will decide whether to approve a proposed constitutional amendment that would spell out a series of rights of crime victims. The Florida Constitution Revision Commission voted today to approve the measure that calls for rights, including protections from harassment and the right to be heard during criminal proceedings. Commission member Tim Serio is sponsoring the measure.
The thought is by enshrining these rights in the Constitution, there will be more of a focus on these rights, as well as giving putting teeth in these proposals so the victims can go to court and enforce these rights if they're not receiving notice.
The Constitution Revision Commission will continue taking final votes this week on several other proposals. The Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach will temporarily shut down this summer. The museum will be closed from July 16th. Through February 9th of 2019. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back to Andy.